do us a favor. Down in the description, there's a link where you can leave us a message where you can be like, hey, guys, this is my favorite movie, and you haven't watched it yet, but, like, here's why I love it. Like, my favorite movie ever is We're Back, A Dinosaur Story. And you're like, I like when they're like, roll back the rock to the dawn of time. And then, like, we'll watch it, and we'll be like, oh, I do like that part where they're like, roll back the rock to the dawn of time and sing this song with me. That guy, who sounds nothing like my old boss, had a great suggestion. So, like, leave a suggestion. We want to watch your favorite movie. Tell us why it's your favorite movie. Or else. Howdy, this is Eartha Kitt.
Hi.
And I'm Adam West, and you are listening to 555 Film. What did we watch this week?
We watched The Batman.
The Batman.
That's what I said, The Batman. The Batman.
Like, I know you said it, but like,
The Batman.
Do you remember the show, The Batman?
No.
Is the one I showed you was super stylized and... The Batman. Joker was like...
Joker looks like a playing card.
Well, that, I mean, that's kind of his thing usually, though.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like one. Like, this one actually looks like they took it right off a card.
When, he doesn't, you're just thinking of Heath Ledger. The rest of them...
The other one, they all have, like, clown makeup or whatever, but, like, he's got the stylized head and everything, like...
All right. They all look like playing cards. But this, I thought, that how cool would it be to get a movie version of that? We didn't really get it, but I'm still... Okay, so we found out this movie was being made, and I was like, oh, no, they're not doing another Batfleck movie. That's all I wanted in my whole life.
So, I finally fell in love with Batfleck and was on board, and they're just like, no, we're not doing another.
I'm going to bust you out for a second. Do you say Batfleck?
Yeah, I don't think I can say it right.
You call him Ben Affleck?
Yes, I'm sorry, Ben Affleck. I can't say your name right.
Ben Affleck is my Batman. Like, that's the guy I've wanted to play Batman since I was a kid. He played Batman. Those movies got released terribly. Mm-hmm. Director's cuts were great on both of them. Yeah,
they're fantastic.
But they're not doing that. We're going to get a new Batman, and it's going to be Matt Reeves, who are like, okay, I can kind of get behind that. Let's see who is casting. We get Twilight. What is his name?
Robert Pattinson.
That's the actor?
Yeah, that's okay. His name.
And I was like, oh, no. And then they're like, and Colin Farrell's going to be the Penguin. And I was like, oh, no.
I completely didn't recognize him.
No, he was real, real camouflaged. Then they're like, and Zoe Kravitz is going to be the Catwoman. I was like, okay, I can get behind this. And then they showed their first picture with the ski mask. She's like, oh, no. It's going to be, and I told you early, before we had anything but the teaser, I was like, oh, it's going to be the Riddler. I'm so excited it's going to be the Riddler because that's who they have to go to. Like, we've had everyone else. They're not going to do a Joker right off the bat because they're still bothering with Jared Leto, whatever his name is. Mm. It's going to be the Riddler. And they're like, it's going to be the Riddler. And I was like, okay. And then we saw the first toys of him come out. And I was like, oh, no. And
yeah, it didn't look like any Riddler that I've ever known.
I was not excited to see this movie. I did say the Hot Wheels of the car looked cool. Mm-hmm. The Legos of the car looked cool. Maybe the car will at least be cool. And it can save this movie. And... I begrudgingly watched it because you were like, I'm not going to watch this.
Yeah, I saw who was in it and I was like, oh no, thank you, I'm all right.
But at the same time, people did say that with Heath Ledger, and I'm happy to have been on the side where it's like, look, he was fantastic in 10 Things I Hate About You. He's in other movies. Maybe this is another great one. And he is like everybody's favorite Joker, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh man, I was really, really being like, I hope I'm wrong about Robert Pattinson. Robert Pattinson?
Robert Pattinson.
And
I think he goes by Rob sometimes. I don't know.
Gross. I don't know. Rob Pat and son.
Rob Pat.
But I was like, oh no, this movie looks terrible. And you were refusing to watch it. And like, that's something. Because usually I'm the one who's like, I'm not going to watch that. Why does the movie have Vin Diesel in it? Why would I watch that? And then I watched it. And I was like, first half hour, I was like, oh no, I think this might be okay. Why did I wait? And then I got through the movie and I was like, that's a really good Riddler story.
Yeah.
And I like almost everything happening in this movie. I would still change the casting on my own part, but it's fine. I did not love Bruce.
Yeah. It's fine. Bruce is bad.
It's fine. Like, I've seen worse Bruces. We had Val Kilmer, we had Christian Bale. We've had worse Bruces. But it's not the worst Batman movie I've ever seen. And it's of the two Riddlers, well, three if you count... Frank Gorshin, but like, of the two Riddlers in big movies, I prefer this type.
His riddles were there, his puzzles were there. It was actually interesting.
Like, it was fun to see Batman finally be a detective in a movie. Yes. That was great.
So I grew up on the Chris Nolan one, so I had no idea what Batman was supposed to be, this great detective, and it was definitely just all action.
I would love the Chris Nolan movies if they just didn't call him Batman, because that's a bad Batman. Mm-hmm. And like, I know we've done this a million times, but like, those are good movies. Those are bad Batman stories. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
This one seemed to have, there is that chase scene with the Penguin, but like, there's not as much collateral damage as we've seen in the other movies. That was nice.
Yeah.
He's not just going nuts and, sorry, civilians, I'm saving the rest of them. We're going to get real spoilery. Here it comes. Holy shit, they blew up Alfred.
Yeah, poor Alfred.
Like, he's not going to die because he's Alfred and because he's, what is his name? Gollum. Captain Haddock.
Yeah, I have his name. Why do I not know his name?
The dude from Burke and Hare. I know his name.
Andy Serkis.
Yeah, Andy Serkis. That's what I said. This is what I said the first time. But like, he said he was thinking about his days in the circus, and that's when his last name was Serkis.
He said service.
He said circus.
He said service.
He said circus, which is what they called MI6. He's secretly a spy. He said circus.
Oh, all right. I did not catch that. I heard service.
It was subtitles. I'm not dogging them.
Don't always read them.
I'm going to delete this, but like,
it's crazy. This one lets you read the first and the last letter kind of things.
The first and last letter are not the same. It's C and S versus S and E. I might not cut this out.
I probably assumed it's service because like, that's Alfred's character. He was in the war or whatever. Military.
He's a spy.
Yeah. I forgot about the spy part.
When I was a kid, they all talked about MI5, and now they talk about MI6. And do you think it's like a different thing, or it leveled up?
Maybe level 6. Maybe it leveled up, like we got different weapons.
You ever see the show Spy?
Mm-mm.
It's pretty good.
It's like they needed a new classification. But also, Andy Serkis has an accent. I've got a terrible time with accents.
You have a terrible time with accents. I was surprised with how close to an American accent Bruce, Batman.
Pattinson got. It's closer. So, it's closer than what I've heard, but like,
yeah, I mean,
that's what he sounds like.
He's not doing the Doctor Strange one is what I use for my bad example. That is a bad American accent. There's a bunch on The Walking Dead that are fine, but their biggest thing is like, no, I'm doing a Southern accent. You know, there's not a Southern accent. There's so many. It's like doing a British accent, but like, there's so many different ones.
Mm-hmm. I have a note for when they first pull him in for a police thing. So whenever we get
when to we that. First see him show up at the crime scene,
yeah.
All right, let's start there.
But I think there's a whole scene before that where he's fighting clowns and stuff.
Yeah, the kid on the train. He's like, I'm in the shadows. I'm not in the shadows. I am the shadows.
Yeah.
He does his "I am vengeance" line.
Mm-hmm. That was odd.
It was really off-putting. I didn't like "I am vengeance" until the end when we get the other "I am vengeance," and he's like, "I can't be vengeance. I have to be better than that." I loved that. Actually, yeah,
that was a good tie-in.
But it took until the end where I was like, "That's stupid." And now Catwoman keeps calling him vengeance, and that's almost funny.
Mm-hmm. She's kind of mocking him because usually his line is, "I am the night. I am Batman. I'm darkness."
What did you think of him as Batman, and what did you think of him as Bruce Wayne?
Bruce Wayne looks like a pouty child.
He looks like an angry 14-year-old.
Yeah.
And they said they're trying to go for, like, burnt-out rocker or whatever, but all I got was, like,
nobody understands.
Yeah, nobody gets me.
And Batman was good. I got a very RoboCop vibe. I don't know. It was just the way he moves or what. Like, it doesn't have, like, any of the RoboCop violence necessarily, but, like,
you're saying he didn't shoot a guy in the dick?
Yeah.
Did you ever see that RoboCop remake where they shoot like 50 dudes in the penis?
This is a new one, right?
Scene 27 or whatever.
I did see
that. No. It didn't go to theaters. Some people made a remake of RoboCop.
Oh, okay. I think you showed me something of it.
If I remember, I'll put a link in the describe, but I am not likely to remember that. What about Catwoman? Or Selina, I guess. She wasn't really Catwoman yet.
I didn't care for this Catwoman.
Fair?
The nails were off-putting. The mask is weird and very...
The mask seems to not do anything but hide her nose.
And only just the tip of her nose.
Yeah.
It doesn't hide, like, her nose bridge or anything, or all of her nose. It's... looks like it's pulling her nose, like... Okay, it's like her nose or something.
It's like Judge Dredd, where like just put the helmet back on. The Stallone one. Mm-hmm. So Judge Dredd keeps the helmet on in Stallone's movie. He's just like, I'm not wearing a helmet, I'm just Stallone. But, like, I don't know that who's in the other one? Tom Hardy? No.
I don't know if I've seen the new one. I've only seen the Stallone one.
Who's the guy that Mycicle was like, you're that actor, and like attacked his face? Keith Urban.
Keith Urban?
Is that the right name?
That's Carl Urban. That's a musician.
He's not a musician. He's famous for sounds on the radio. Musician. Carl Urban.
Okay.
I'm not from here. I have a cold. It might sound like I said Keith. I said Carl. He leaves the mask on, and it was good. It was so good. The movie's not amazing, but it was fun. It was what I wanted.
That's good.
Yeah.
I feel like that was something we were missing, and this one was a bit more fun. It was more fun than I thought it would be.
You had some genuine laughs.
Yeah.
When he did the kite suit thing and biffed it.
He got all caught up under the bridge.
It was a bus or a truck.
At the very end, when he's fighting all of Vengeance, and he shoots the grappling gun and pulls them off towards him and then off the stage thing. That was funny to me.
You know what I really, really liked? And I get this is always a thing where it's like, so like the Avengers, they got this big world-ending threat instead of like just a city bad guy. Batman movies, typically it's Gotham City Central and that's all it's going to be, right?
Yeah.
I liked it that this, it didn't feel overpowered at all. It just felt like trying to get ahead of a killer. So like, they're definitely like, feeling some Zodiac killer in this movie. Like right. they're going with the hints to the police, the ciphers, all that stuff. It feels like a Zodiac copycat, but I'm guessing Zodiac doesn't exist in their world, and that's fine. I feel like that's all they're trying to get ahead of, and I loved that.
Yeah, that was really good.
I like that Penguin was a nothing. He's just a guy running a club who's like taking his little bits of money from here and here. I like that. Colin Farrell was pretty good as Penguin.
Yeah.
When he first shows up, he's like, hey, I was like, how you doing? And he's 100% just Tony Soprano for a minute.
It felt like Tony Soprano, like, the whole time he was on screen for me. Like, it felt very Tony Soprano-esque.
I like that world. I like when we get to see that scar across his face. That was good.
I want to know what happened. That was a good scar.
Falcone was surprising to see John Turturro in that part. And then for him to be convincingly that mob boss.
Yeah.
Like, he's in all kinds of stuff, but to me, he's always going to be Pete from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, always. You know? Other people know him from that Adam Sandler movie.
Which one is Pete?
He's the one who's played by John Turturro. Of the three guys, he's the one who looks like John Turturro. He got turned into a toad.
Does he have eyes?
He has eyes.
They're out there.
He yells, do not seek the treasure. But he whisper yells it, do not seek the treasure.
What's his name?
John Turturro. Which is not Italian for turtle. Remember when you were real convinced that Selena was trash because she was sleeping with him to get ahead or whatever you said?
I didn't think she was trash because of it.
What did you think? You're like, you know, you're throwing yourself at him and blah, 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 wasn't it?
No. Batman was saying that.
He did say that.
Yeah, and I was like, got you
confused with Batman for a minute.
I said,
you have the same
she didn't have a relationship with him, that he was sleeping with her for money, or she was sleeping with him for money. Like, that's all it is. Like, she looks afraid of him.
Can't have daddy issues unless you're sleeping with your daddy.
Are we recording?
Yeah. That's why Batman's like that.
That's why Batman's like that.
Yeah. The thing with him and the Thomas Wayne affair, like, what'd you think of all that? Where, like, they're no longer the perfect.
That was interesting for this world. I liked it. For this world, I don't know that I want it to be, like, dead
this fall is how it changes, though.
All the time. But it did definitely seem to fit, and it definitely fits with politics and all of that. I didn't know that Martha Wayne's last name was Arkham.
And I don't know
the Arkham Asylum and all of that. I don't know if that's.
I don't know how big of canon that is.
Okay.
I know that either that's in a comic or a short that I've seen.
Okay. I do disagree with Alfred, where he says Thomas Wayne didn't ask him to kill him. He just wanted.
He said to lean on him a little bit.
Right, which is what you tell the mob guy that, so that when he does kill him, your conscience rests easy. because I didn't tell him to kill him. I didn't want him to kill him. I just wanted him to stop doing that. But like, you don't go to the mob boss and not expect him to die.
You go to the mob boss because you know it won't come out. I agree with you. But he's freaking out. He's desperate. He's worried about his wife.
Oh, absolutely.
I get it. I don't remember seeing Maroni.
Maroni is in jail in this movie.
So we didn't see him?
Mm-mm. I think he might have been in a flashback, but I don't even remember who played him.
I'm all right then. What did you think of Gordon?
I thought Gordon was good.
I like this actor.
Mm-hmm.
I was on board. He looks Commissioner Gordon enough, or I guess not Commissioner yet. He looks Gordon enough for me, right?
He's just Officer Gordon this time. He's not even chief yet.
But he's doing a Batman voice. And you can't do a Batman voice next to Batman.
That's just his voice, though, isn't it? I think the only part I didn't like is, so like, sometimes he sounds like that and it's cool. And then there's other times I'm like, okay, you've got quite a bit of monologue here and I need you to speed it up a bit. You're drawing this out a little too much.
There was a moment where, so for the most part, Pattinson's Batman voice is not terrible, right?
It's not
good. I didn't say it's not terrible.
It's not threatening. It's not.
Right. But I barely need it to be threatening. There's a moment with Falcone where Falcone's like, you think I'm scared of you? I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to be quiet. I'll be fine. My secrets die with me. And he turns and looks at Batman, and Batman just stares at him, and then Falcone walks away from him. In that moment, I did not feel like Falcone was scared of him, and he should have been. Batman, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
You got to step that up.
Right.
But he did a speech. Who is he talking to? There's a bit where he's talking for like 2 minutes, and he's doing the thing, and you can tell he's got to breathe between them. And he's doing the Bale thing.
That's but what like, I'm telling you.
It was right. Just in the middle there where I was like, all right, he's doing a Christian Bale thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of it wasn't so like that. It was just kind of lower. He's doing like a not Bruce Timm. Who's my guy? Kevin Conroy. He's doing like a Kevin Conroy, just lower it a little bit, put a little bit of gravel in it. But like in the middle there was the one scene where he's really dumping some
exposition. That's what I'm talking about. I don't remember what he was talking about, but like, it's just, all right, like, pick
he's
it up
talking,
the
pace. We're talking to Selena? On the roof? I think it was Selena on the roof.
Is it?
Officers? She sure got over Attica.
Yeah. So, like, possibly they're in a lesbian relationship together. She calls her baby. But she also says to Bruce, that's my friend. So I don't know if special maybe Gotham City just isn't very LGBTQ positive.
This seems like one of mommy's special friends, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, like, maybe they have a relationship, but also maybe she's not all the way in on it. I mean, her nails are super pointy.
She's got all long nails.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know, make out friends or something.
I don't know.
I hated this line in the trailer, but in the movie, it was funny. But when he looks down at all the cats, he's like, you got a lot of cats. I dug that line. It was a smiley moment I needed. Just a quick, like, okay, we're okay here.
I did find myself holding my breath a lot during this movie. Like, I don't know if it was just tension or what, but just like,
if it was tension, another 10 points to this movie.
Yeah.
Because it's been a while since we've had a tense Batman.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy. Look, I like the Chris Nolan movies as much as the next guy. I do not need Christian Bale in my movies. I do not really need Chris Nolan directing my movies. They do that thing. It's like, who's the guy who wrote Doctor Who for forever? And they're like, oh my God, he's thinking 5 steps ahead. Right, but every single step seems pretty obviously ready. He writes it like a 7th grader. But it's fine because he'll put the blah sound on it and we all think it's genius.
It tricks our brains is what it is.
It doesn't. It tricks my brain into thinking, I can't hear this movie. It must not be very good. But like...
Yeah, your brain works differently.
Thank you. What if...
You're smarter. That's
okay. And this is why I'm the Riddler. You know what? Let's skip to the end. I love that the Riddler thought Batman was working with him the whole time. Like, it was a wee thing.
He honestly did think that?
I think so, because he seemed genuinely upset when he's like, no, you help me.
Okay. And does he know that Batman is Bruce Wayne? Did he put two in?
Cause he did not appear to.
He kind of did, because he kept saying, Bruce. Like, he's trying to get him to admit to it, but then also...
No, I think he was just obsessing over the fact that they didn't get Bruce Wayne.
Okay.
I think. So there are times, and he even says, like, that's not the point. The point is figuring it out for yourself. So it's not the answer. It's getting there, letting you figure it out for yourself or whatever. So I don't honestly think it matters if he knows or not, because even if he does know... That's something he knows that no one else knows.
Okay.
He pardon me, he would hang on to that.
Okay. Speaking of that two steps ahead thing, though, or five steps, they do the orphanage thing, and I immediately was like, no, it's Batman. And then, like, at two steps later, like, oh, they're going after Bruce Wayne. I'm like, yeah, I already said it. They want Bruce, the orphan, in the tower, like he said.
Yeah, but that could have been anybody.
Just anybody.
I think part of that, you know Bruce Wayne is Batman and Batman is Bruce Wayne, right?
Okay.
So you're going to be a little step ahead because you know things they don't know.
Okay. Just canonically. And
so, like, later on in the movie, spoilers, big spoilers, when you hear an annoying guy say, some people think of me as a clown.
We know he's
going to be the Joker. And he's that kid from Dunkirk. And, like, I loved Heath Ledger as Joker. Mm-hmm. No one in the world looks like Heath Ledger. I love Jack Nicholson as the Joker. Nobody looks like... Actually, that one dude from Orange is the New Black kind of looks like Jack Nicholson. And then a dude who was on Monkeys, made-for-TV movie, looked just like Jack Nicholson. But, like, people don't look like Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
We're all going to know who this kid is because he looks like Spuds McKenzie. From Dunkirk. So, I don't know. But I was almost wrong about... What is Twilight's name?
Robert Pattinson.
I was almost wrong about him. Paul Dano, I was excited to be Riddler. And then, about 10 minutes into it, I realized I have no idea which one is Sam Huntington and which one is Paul Dano. Because I looked him up to see what else he's done. And I was like, he's not in any of the movies I know he's in. Two different guys. Don't really look alike, but also kind of look alike. Can't tell them apart.
They do look a lot alike.
But I was like, that's a really interesting take to have... In my head, Sam Huntington named Paul Dano playing Riddler. I was like, oh, weird. That's it.
And I had the wrong guy because you said the scrunch-faced kid from Dunkirk. And the other kid is also in Dunkirk. He was just in the French Dispatch.
Oh, him.
Yeah. And I thought that was going to be our Riddler this whole time. And I was like, huh, it doesn't sound like him.
He doesn't have a scrunch face. And I said weasel face. I
know. Yeah, weasel face, scrunch face. I don't know. He's got the face. I'm face blind. And we get to the scene at the end when the Riddler is at the diner. And I was like, nope, they got the wrong kid. This is not the right guy. It doesn't even look like him. Turns out he's not in the movie is why I don't recognize him. This movie felt very artsy in the way that it was filmed.
This is actually, to me, the most comic booky Batman movie I think we've gotten.
Okay.
Like, this felt like... Like, there were moments where I was just like, why is the line is there? But, like, it would be there in a comic, so I'm happy to have it there. We had this with Iron Man with 2 or 3, where the guy breathes fire, too.
He breathes fire?
Yeah.
I don't remember
that. Really? It's 2, because he's got all the exploding suits.
Okay.
So, the one guy who's, like, he's all juiced up. He's got the
electric whips.
No, not him.
Oh, okay.
The dorky guy at the beginning who's like, science! And then at the end...
No, that's 3.
I said 3. I'm not from here. Is that for sure 3?
It's 3. I don't think it was fire breathing. Their throats exploded.
Right, but the one guy, our main nerd, pretty guy from the Lions movie.
Okay.
He breathes it straight out at him. And everyone's like, this is stupid. It shouldn't be in movies. But, like, I mean, they have a Hulk. Things are pretty stupid. Put it in the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, it's straight out of the comic. So, like, there are some things in here. I loved the car.
The car was cool.
I loved the car. The car was good. That car was like Michael Myers.
I'm gonna get you.
Like, they turn down the thing and then it just lights up and it's like
and then it revs its engine in.
Yeah.
Like, nobody was driving that, right? Or did he get in?
No, he's sitting in it.
Okay.
But he like revs it to give them a chance, like, run. And then they do. Oh, what about the very beginning? We see just eyes in the darkness at the...
Yeah, that was fucking spooky.
That was good.
Oh my gosh. You're like, did you see it? I'm like, yeah. Oh, I can see it. I'm sitting here going, oh, I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that.
It's so good. This movie felt like a horror movie.
I think that's why I was tense. Like,
it was good. This was like...
I do like that all of the victims had it coming, too. They are all bad people. I do believe
that's a thing that was in here. They're like, you make it sound like they've got it coming. Batman's like, yeah.
That chasing with the car, though, that you're talking about when he tells him to run.
Yeah.
That was really good. And he's following Penguin. And Penguin's like, I'll cause a car accident behind me and that's how I'll get away. And then he just poof.
He let that truck hit him to break him off. He's like, I got you. I got you.
Yep. That's where he sounds like Tony. I got you, motherfucker.
You said a swear. The ramp drops down for Batman. And you're like, you go, lucky.
It's like straight out of a video game or
straight
something.
Straight out of the comics.
Straight out of the comics. It looks like Grand Theft Auto. Like, he's just like, bam, there's a ramp for him.
That car scene felt like Grand Theft Auto Online. It was fun. That car is its own character, though. I loved the car. It's my favorite character in this movie. I didn't care for the twins. They seemed like dorks.
I didn't even notice they were twins.
But like, she's like, yeah, I got two bouncers. They're identical. They dress the same.
Yeah.
Why is this a thing? They're 40.
How about the one?
I see you met the twins. And like, they open the door all beat up. The one guy, like you're saying, like he knocks on the door the second time. And he's like, I guess I'll go out here and just look to the right. Hope nobody sneaks in and closes the door behind me.
Right, he sits all the way out of the doorway. Like, your job is to open and be like, nobody's there, and close the door.
He should be open the little slab and be like, what's the password?
Uh-huh, exactly.
I've literally seen gorillas do this job better. Frame Roger Rabbit. 10 points if you can tell me what the password is, by the way.
Swordfish?
It is Swordfish, 10 points. You ever see that movie, Password Swordfish?
Mm-mm.
Or I guess it's just Swordfish, but it says Password Swordfish on the video box. Oh, video box.
The video box.
It was on the video box. I'm old and was working at a video store when that came out.
Oh, goodness.
You know who's in that movie? Skinny Hugh Jackman.
What?
We went off on a whole Wolverine thing. It's not going to make it. Miguel, cut that out, will you? Yeah, sure thing. I talk like this now.
Miguel is the sound guy.
Thanks, Miguel. Yeah, no problem.
The filming definitely had a lot of artsy angles or like the use of the rain a lot.
You know what else?
Like it was neat, but it was also like, all right, but I can't see what's going on now.
I agree with that. On my phone, it was wonderful because I could just the light up. But then sometimes you'd be like inside or in the club and it would be too bright. And now I can't see anything because of that. But do you know what I absolutely loved about the way this was shot?
Hmm.
We could see the fight.
We could see the fight for the most part, except for there's a couple some scenes
went,
in the dark.
Yep, it went dark. But like, it wasn't
choppy.
Yeah.
I could follow.
Here, you guys stand
happening.
Like this and we'll take a picture. And stand like this and we'll take a picture. And
It didn't look like actual fight scenes, which was cool.
There was a lot of times where he hit somebody and it made me laugh. I was like, ah, get him. Get him, Batman. This felt like the first, like, get him Batman since the first Michael Keaton one to me.
Yeah.
And I'm not totally somebody who's like, Michael Keaton was the best Batman ever. Like, I love those movies, but, like, they're not good comic book movies. They're the best we had.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. We've been quite spoiled with all the Marvel and DC. So not so much DC. Did you guys watch Aquaman? Oh, my goodness.
Ooh.
That lady shit in Johnny Depp's bed and thinks she can talk like she's anything after she was in this movie?
Right.
Mm. And I hear people say that that's the best one, and I don't know what you guys are watching, but you gotta go out to the movies or something.
Like, he was way better when he only had, like, 5 minutes of talking in the movie.
Actual Aquaman?
Yeah.
In Avengers, no, what is it, Avengers? Justice League.
Justice League.
In Justice League, where he's just Water Thor?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
Yep.
They gave him a movie, and it was just like, oof.
Yeah.
This should have been a short.
Mm-hmm. It's not good enough.
It's like Jonah
movie.
Hex. Jonah Hex should have been a short, because that movie was just like, nah, you get it? He's a cowboy, and Megan Fox is in it. Yeah, but I don't need Megan Fox in my movies unless the movie's like 5 minutes long.
So not who's good in this movie, but definitely a curious question. So he's not living at the Wayne Manor, right? He's living in a tower?
He seemed to be living in Wayne Manor.
Okay, because I thought the Wayne Manor got repurposed for an orphanage.
No,
the
orphanage
got run down.
There was, maybe it's the old Wayne Manor turned into orphanage or something like that.
Okay.
But this was Thomas Wayne time.
Okay.
Or his grands, I think. I don't remember.
Okay.
But like, that was the old one. And then Thomas Wayne repurposed it as the orphanage.
Okay. Because like, where he's living looks like a church more than a mansion. It feels very stony.
Like, yeah, but that's what I know Wayne Manor to be. It's,
it looks super extra gothic. Like, I know. I don't know. Like, it didn't feel homey.
You know
it
what?
Didn't
feel like they were, homie? Look, like, this home Batman, items
passed down for generations like the Wayne Manor usually has.
He spray painted on the floor and it drove me nuts.
That was insane.
That was stupid. It was too big to read for him.
And like you were saying while we were watching it, all that's gonna look like is a giant clue for the police that he is the Riddler.
He's either the Riddler or he's Batman, but either way, this dude is
right
not following all the laws.
He's not right in the brain.
And it would be perfectly reasonable for the police to come over and be like, "All right, well, part of your house exploded and tried to kill your butler. They aimed it directly at you. We're gonna take a look around."
Yeah.
Yeah, don't look in here. I got spray paint all over the floor. And mm-hmm. like, I just happened to be fine when there was a bomb meant for me. But I didn't do it. Come on.
Mm-hmm. And, like, it's spray painted way too big for him to even, like, look at it and be able to read each word in, like, one visual pass. Like, you have to turn your head to read it.
It was 360. He'd have to turn all the way around. Like, turn his head.
I'm saying, like, just one of the words that he wrote. Like,
he needs the crazy people board with the yarn and, like, Bruce, you can go get some red yarn. Come on.
And like, if you're gonna spray paint something, why are you not doing it in the Batcave?
That too. Or like, on a piece of plywood. Something you could cover up when the police come to investigate the explosion that happened at your house. Because I don't know if you noticed it, but they're hanging out with Batman going to places multiple times. Mm-hmm. Batman went back in and got that carpet tool.
Yeah.
What's up with little mustachio police officer? Not the one with the high voice who was like, "You're not gonna come in my police officer's room and yell at him." The little guy.
The guy at the apartment, right?
Yeah. So, like, that three times.
I thought he was going to end up being, like, involved with the Riddler the way he was just kind of odd.
Yeah, he's, like, the first time, he's 3 foot nothing.
Yeah.
Tries to stop Batman. He's like, "You can't come in here." Like, okay, he's going to come in here.
You can't touch that. He's going to touch that.
Right.
You can't tear up the carpet. He's going to tear up the carpet, man. What are you doing?
I was like, waiting for them to either butt heads and he was going to get thrown or something.
Right.
Or for him to, like, slowly over the movie, be more and more behind Batman and become more and more of a ally for him, whatever. He's never going to be Jim, but, like, something.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, he's just like, "You better not."
Well, you can do that, but, you know, don't do this. Okay, well, you can do that, too, but, like, you know, don't tear up the carpet. And if you're going to tear up the carpet, all right, but, like.
My uncle was a carpet installer, and so I know what that tool is.
Which is where I was like, oh, he's definitely involved. He's fucking creepy.
We're going to find out later, one of those kids with the guns. What's up with the kids with the guns feeling entirely too real, actually?
Oh my gosh, that did feel entirely too real. That was scary. And felt very plausible.
Did you ever see Stone Cold?
Mm-mm.
There's a bit of that movie that sure looks like the storming of the Capitol on January 6th.
Wow.
Guys, come on. Don't be assholes. We're trying to have a country here. We're trying to live in a society.
What did you think of our mayor-elect?
It's fine. Didn't care one way or another. She didn't. I liked the message and I like what she represented. And you're going to have a lot of people being like I've already seen this movie's too woke, all that trash. But like, I don't know. Like, I got no problem with a young woman, black woman, whatever, person of color, however you want to put any of the things that these people are pissed off about. I got no problem with her being like, "Hey, let's make this city better." Mm-hmm. And like,
we were promised better. Let's make it better.
Yeah. So like, I've seen like the boards are full of these asses, but I got no problem one way or another. I did like that she was brave enough to go out there and be like, "All right, everybody listen up." And then she got shot.
Yeah. They're like, "We're looking for a bomb. You guys don't want to take in the account of a shooter too, though? Or are you sure?" Like, I'm proud of her for going out there, but like, maybe with some coverage or something first.
Yeah, but like, so she gets that, and then I did like that that moment I told you with the kid where Bruce is very, very scary, but then the kid reaches for him and he helps the kid, and now everyone else can come out. Or the kid on the stretcher is like, "But wait, am I okay?" And he kind of comforts the kid, and they can go. Like, I like that. He doesn't get to just be vengeance. He has to be more. He has to be hope. He has to be the big S on Superman's chest. So he's going to rub his S on Superman's chest. It means hope. Where it he's does from. Mean hope. Next time someone rubs their S on your chest, that means hope.
How about that ending where he cuts the wire?
That was fun. I like that he gets up there and he's like, "Dang it!" And then he does it. I don't know. It was good. Saved some lives. Mm-hmm. I get the part where he's like, "I don't care if I die, but I don't want to lose anybody again." Mm-hmm. He's almost got it. We're like, nobody wants to lose anybody, you dummy. Like, he's almost got it. But I do like.
I think it was he didn't realize he cared about Alfred. Or cared about anybody.
So like enough to. Earlier we said he looks like a little, what's the thing you call people?
A wimpy kitty baby whiner.
He looked like one of those. And there were some people who were like, no, he's actually this and this. But he literally told Alfred, you're not my dad. So like, I don't know. He's doing some growing. He got robbed of some childhood. It's fine. But like that's a thing that was in this movie. Like,
I didn't realize how mean he was going to be to Alfred. And I was like, why is he picking on Alfred?
Well, also, Alfred didn't seem to be like pushing him real hard. He's just like, hey, what if you weren't a piece of shit, Master Bruce? And he's like, I think I will be. what if you don't... piece of shit even harder.
Right? What if you don't rake your family's legacy through the coals? Well, maybe I will a little harder. Why'd you set up a meeting with him here? Because you weren't going to go there. Well, I don't want to go here.
The sunglasses in the morning are kind of dumb.
It's because he's not used to being out during the day.
I get the joke. I get the joke, but it's kind of dumb.
Yeah, it's real pretentious.
Bruce feels like a tryhard, but not like he's trying to do anything. Just like he's trying real hard to let you know how little he cares.
Yeah.
He's that kid writing everywhere, I don't even care. Bruce was not great.
No.
Bats was fine.
It was fine.
Alfred was good. Gordon was good. Selena needs some work. She's not the worst Catwoman.
Mm-mm. And she seemed to fit this movie fine.
A lot of their lines felt a little CW. It wasn't Aquaman.
No, this is better than Aquaman.
It wasn't Wonder Woman 84. Like, this movie was fine. I liked it. I was surprised I liked it. I went in totally ready to be like, why is his head so big and sparkly?
I was very aware he was Twilight the whole movie, though, so, like...
That is fair.
It was like he couldn't turn that off somehow.
Can you give me your best version of him from Twilight doing, like, a Batman line? Like, we've got to find the clues or something.
No, because I can't do his stupid accent.
Can I hear just, like, your best version of it?
This probably doesn't go in.
Okay, we'll see. We're only here
I've never done this before.
We're only here for what I have coming back. I need...
We have to find the clues, and I can't do this with you.
But Master Bruce! What are the clues? That's the movie. That's the movie. I got nervous about doing mine, too. Clues is. The Joker is in this movie, and it's fine.
It got me excited for the next one, but I didn't realize who it was.
Why are they in, like, a regular-ass prison cell next to each other? Don't they know?
It's Arkham. How many bad guys escape out of Arkham? It's not exactly secure. It's not really asylum for the criminally insane. And then they don't fix them.
It's the Arkham... state hospital now.
Oh.
It has changed.
I'm sorry.
Because we're not supposed to say all those other words because it hurts crazy people who blow up schools' feelings. So they go to state hospitals. Remember when Batman got shot in the chest real close and he was like, ugh! It's so good.
All of the very real pain noises were fantastic.
Yeah. It was like, good to see, like, he got to feel it.
Because, like, Batman is Batman. He's just a guy with some high-tech gadgets.
He's not wearing hockey pads.
Right. He's not Superman. He is just a guy. So, like, he gets shot in the chest, and that is going to hurt. Hey, remember when Batman stuck something real bright green in his leg?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's either adrenaline, which I don't think is bright glowing green, or venom like what Bane uses, but not the terrible Batman. I'm in the music business now. Not that Bane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does he get the venom from Bane or Bane takes it from him?
No.
In the comics.
I don't know.
Okay.
As far as I know, Bane was already Bane.
That's what I thought.
But I don't promise that.
But I've got a very limited comic knowledge.
On your movie with Bane, mm-hmm. where he has a sweet coat and nothing else going for him.
Yeah.
His is like a ripoff of the poison from Planet Terror, which I need to get you to watch, but you're okay. scared of good movies sometimes.
I'm scared of any movie that has like a scary sounding title. Planet Terror sounds scary.
It sounds terrifying.
It does.
You know who's in the movie? Hmm. Bruce Willis.
Huh.
You know who else?
Huh.
The pilot from Lost.
What? He's cool.
He's so cool. That's my favorite movie with him. And then my second favorite movie with him, he's real weird and creepy, but is Psycho 2? 3? I think 3. I liked that the Riddler wasn't funny. I needed that. Jim Carrey's Riddler was terrible. Frank Gorshin's Riddler was terrible. He was good, you know?
Mm-mm. I don't know that one.
I gotta turn my mic way away from me for a minute. His Riddler would be like, I've got the perfect solution, or whatever he says. I've got an idea. And then he'd be like, and it was the scariest shit ever. But he's jumping around and...
Oh, my.
He's a dramatic actor, so he's like, I've got the perfect problem. You know what else? Hmm. So the riddle's on here. They're like, what does a liar do when he's dead? He lies still. That's a good riddle. Yeah. That makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. We can figure that riddle out. I like it when we can figure the riddle out, by the way. The thumb drive was amusing. That's gross. That's
funny.
That was
one of the first parts. That actually is
the Riddler being funny.
Yeah.
It's a pun. He's a pretty punny guy. But, like, I like it when we can figure them out, right? Mm-hmm. On Batman 66, so, like, one of the... Hey. The dog's got a drinking problem. One of the riddles is, how can you split up... 6 apples among 7 people or something like that.
You kill one of them.
Applesauce. You just make applesauce, right? Mm-hmm. What weighs 2 ounces sits in a tree and is very dangerous?
A bat?
A sparrow with a machine gun. And then they're like, of course. What else could it be? Like, those are the riddles Batman got before versus this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny. El Rey León.
You are El Rata. They left Penguin handcuffed. Just left him.
I have a thing that I meant to tell you. Mm-hmm. So do you remember when they had the dudes with rifles and they're going to shoot people and then they did shoot people, mm-hmm. right? And then when we have all these sex workers and one of them got murdered, mm-hmm. and we're going to go into the club where everybody and their mother is doing drugs and the cops are all corrupt and everybody's selling humans and there's trafficking and mm-hmm. people are getting like shot just to get answers out of them. All this stuff, right?
Yep.
Warner Brothers wouldn't let Colin Farrell chew on a cigar as Penguin because, well, kids are going to watch the movie and we don't want them to think tobacco's okay.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, that's a real thing. So he's going to chop on
a... The penguin has a cigar, though.
Like, he usually has, like, the cigarette with, like, the...
Okay.
Cruella DeVille thing or something.
Okay, that too, yeah.
But, like, a cigar would have fit him. Mm-hmm. Just chomping on a cigar as he's like, get out of here, get out of here. Like, that would have absolutely fit him.
This is not a kid's movie.
Right. But, like, all that's okay. We can't let them see tobacco. There are people... what do they call the drug? Drops?
Drops. I don't know what the hell that is. It looks like...
Made up drugs.
Like... Is it like eye drops that are like drugs or how does that work?
It's drugs.
All
right. Maybe you put a drop under your tongue and now you're high. I don't know. I have no idea.
It's weird.
But like we have drug use. We have murdering escorts, we'll call them. We have the purchasing of humans. We have murder. We have murder for fun.
We've got a guy with a bomb strapped to his throat unless he answers these riddles. And even though you answer it, guess what? You still explode.
There better not be any tobacco. Remember when he didn't answer that in time? He's like, I can't tell anybody. They'll kill me.
He said, I won't.
Right. Because they'll kill my family, too. Mm-hmm. And then they exploded in front of Batman, and Batman's like, good thing part of my face is covered because I'm fine.
He said because it was facing away from him. Yeah. That's why he's fine.
I'm sure they had the bomb facing inward with, like, the metal's got to be helping out Batman a little bit. Mm-hmm. But Riddler there was a said, huge fireball that threw him back, so, like, he felt that. Like, that's me being like, okay.
Riddler said 5, 4, and Batman immediately took a step forward. No, this is when you back up. He's not telling you now. He's not going to say it.
No, he watched Captain America. He knows that if he hugs it, everything will be fine because it won't really blow up.
He's taking too many cues from Superman.
Do you think Superman exists in this world? I don't think he does yet, if he does.
Yeah, he must not yet. He must not have shown himself yet.
I would be fine if they don't have to do big crossover stuff in movies. Because I always like when they do it, but also, like, so we're rewatching Lois and Clark. Mm-hmm. I like that they're going to be like, we have to go to Central City, or this guy in Gotham, or you're not Batman. Like, I like that they say that, but also we're not seeing any of it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, they just exist in the same world, and they stick to their own city.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
I like that.
It's definitely always fun to be like, but are they going to do it? Are we going to get a crossover? Is he just going to blip in for an episode?
You know, I just realized this has all the same bad guys as Batman 66. It's got Riddler, Catwoman, Joker, and Penguin.
Interesting.
And that one, they decide, let's work as a team and we can kill the Bat finally. And they didn't. But they did dehydrate. It wasn't the UN, but it was basically the UN. The World Nations or whatever. Did you ever see that movie?
Mm-mm.
We should watch that movie. You want to talk about tense? There's a bit where Batman has a bomb, and everywhere he goes, there's like there's a nun, and there's a baby, and there's a baby duck. And there's a marching band. And then he looks right at you, and he goes, some days you just can't get rid of a bomb. Great movie. All right, how would you rate this, Mother?
I would rate this 4 Batmobiles coming out of the explosion to catch the Penguin out of 5. I actually really like this movie. It was good.
Do you apologize to the studio?
I apologize to the studio. I am still right, though. I didn't want Rob Pattinson in this movie. I don't care for him. It was fine. But the rest of the movie is good, and I actually really like this world, and I want to see more of it.
I would give this movie 4. Are we really sure Sam Huntington and Paul Dano are different people out of 4? Because I get he wasn't in Jungle to Jungle, but I'm pretty sure he was in Detroit Rock City. That doesn't make any sense for me to be wrong about this, because it's like one of my favorite like teen movies. How is he not in it? And why do I know Paul Dano's name if he's not in it? Is his name Paul Dano? It's spelled like Dano, but I always say Dano. So I can tell him to book it. Book him, Dano. All right, go riddle yourselves. Go filk yourselves.
As you filk.
I was waiting to see if there's a post-credit scene. Let's find out.
Hey, did we even watch for a post-credit scene?
Yeah, there wasn't one.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's true.